Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Don't forget, we do have Winternet up and running, so check that out at WKOK.com. Rob Center is our fabulous producer as we launch into another week, so we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, TJ Ikey is back. Good morning, TJ. Thanks for calling in today.
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry I can't be there in person, but I'm still really glad to be here.
Well, and that's quite all right. We got a lot of information to pack in. I'm sure we're still going to get it in, so I appreciate you checking in. TJ is president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We try to check in with her at least monthly to find out what's going on with the big growing chamber around here, so this is a great update. A lot of companies are dealing with just a few minor dilemmas these days. Inflation, the worker shortage, supply chain issues, and the pandemic. So I always really just want to see how local businesses are faring. We often hear a lot of national news about this, but give us a sort of a state of the Valley's businesses, how they're coping with these national issues.
Yeah, you know, it's a sure thing that we're all struggling, but there's a lot of positives too. If you've seen it all, the number of businesses that keep creating, they're expanding, they're growing. Yes, they're struggling, but they're being very innovative and coming up with ways to get around things. They're not waiting for help or a handout or for the government. They're, you know, taking things under their own hands and getting a little more creative with how they're doing things. And for the most part, believe it or not, our businesses are doing their own. Of course, time is something they would like more of because they're stretched really thin. But, you know, just changing some hours here and there to alleviate any extra stress on their staff. But for the most part, they're all working, you know, just like they would any other day and just pushing through. And that's just a testament to the folks in our valley. You know, we can pretty much, we're very resilient. We get through anything.
Yeah, somehow getting by. I've noticed some businesses curtailing their hours. There was a time some restaurants had closed dining rooms, but drive-through and or takeout orders were still being accepted. So you do see some businesses trying to cope with the worker shortage in a number of fashions. As for supply chain issues, is that having a big impact on either employment or business in our area?
You know, we've had a couple of our businesses come to us and actually say they're finally getting caught up, if you will, which is, you know, a little bit of a supply chain issue. Maybe it's not a positive, of course, but they're actually being able to get caught up on some of the things that they've been behind on for quite some time. So they're kind of picking and choosing what projects or such that they're handling right now with what they have. Just like the Central PA Chamber, we opted not to increase our member dues for 2022. Do we have an increase in price for us to conduct business? Absolutely. But we're trying to find other ways so that we don't have to pass it along. And I see a lot of our businesses doing that as well.
Right, using whatever reserves or whatever they can do to keep expenses down so they don't have to expand their costs or what they're charging to do business around here. Well, you touched on something that I think is important, and that's that a lot of businesses are creating, expanding, and growing. We heard from Steve Stumbrus last week that the number of people who are doing startups is growing. So while I can talk about inflation and worker shortages because I love to accentuate the negative, that's my nature. Well, he came on and said, hey, you know, one company shuts down and that worker or those workers, a quarter of them are creating their own business. So tell us about
absolutely.
That.
I mean, we see that every day with businesses adding new services or expanding some things that they maybe weren't sure that they were going to do before. And I think it's just, again, the resilience of our folks in the valley. And, you know, they have a hunger and they're eager to work. So they're going to find ways to work. If their current opportunity, you know, dries up, they're going to find something else. But we've been taking on new members regularly, even the last few weeks. And, you know, I see a lot of positive. I know that it's our human nature to talk about the negatives, but I see a lot of positive. And we have businesses that are growing and expanding and want to add, you know, additional services and additional locations. And, you know, we're real excited to be celebrating with them and doing ribbon cuttings and things like that.
Now, do you see the pandemic's big impact on our area starting to wane? Are you monitoring that? Have we peaked in terms of its impact? And are we a month away from a lot more normalcy or something in that range?
I wish that I had a crystal ball. There's a lot of things that we, as the Central PA Chamber, are trying to coordinate and plan as well that we would typically do in a year. And, you know, I got to refrain a little bit just because you want to be cautious. You don't want to put a lot of time and investment into something and then have it not be able to happen. You know, we do watch the numbers and the CDC and all of those things. And, you know, it's just kind of changing. You know, every other day you have to figure out what's happening. So, you know, I'm always the optimist, and I think that things are quieting down a little bit, if you will. And I see a lot more people conducting business in the old fashioned, which I think is, you know, the best way to conduct business, actually in person when it's able to be done. Just seems a lot more successful, a lot more personable. And we see a lot more of that happening.
All right. And I honestly think a lot of businesses say they're dealing with a significant worker shortage now. Those workers who they do have, there's more illness and, you know, just maybe colds and flu that are going around. So that's impacting them. But they do see once those workers get back to work, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks from now, they see a lot more normalcy coming. So we're glad to see that. I should make a note in the background. We can hear you're well protected. There, we faintly hear that there's a dog in the background. It's not loud or anything, but we can hear that he or she is there. So you are protected from plows and shoveling that's taking place nearby. So,
that was my biggest fear, Mark, was that my driveway and my lane would be plowed at this moment. And guess what? That's exactly what happened.
There you go. Okay. Well, super. All right. Well, we can tell that the watchdog's out there, but it's all good. So it's not too distracting. Okay. Well, you're going to hear from Joe Hamm coming up. He's a freshman lawmaker from up in Lycoming County. Tell us about this meeting and this individual.
Yeah, we are super excited, as is Joe and his staff. So, you know, we do legislative events, and we hear from our members, and we let them kind of dictate who they want to hear from and what they want to talk about. And it only made perfect sense. This is the first time that Joe has ever been a part of our legislative events. And the whole fact being, with the redistricting that is going to be happening, he currently represents two municipalities in Union County, but it could grow to quite a bit. And so he's been wanting to come down and get familiar with the landscape and the individuals. And so he is really excited. And he's a very active freshman as well. I've met him a few times on various projects, and he's very involved, and he's very much like the ones that we really are come to be local with and love a lot, like Linda Culver and David Rowe and Congressman Keller. So he's got that personality, and he's really ingrained into the region that he serves, and he's looking very forward to getting familiar with us folks here in Union and Northumberland counties.
Yeah, strangely enough, we haven't met him yet. He campaigned primarily up in Lycoming County and points north, but as you mentioned, under a redistricting map, he comes right down into the heart of Union County and our region. So we certainly are going to, most likely anyway, get a chance to meet him as time goes on. Okay, so when is that legislative event?
Yeah, so it's right around the corner on Friday, February the 18th at the Country Cupboard. And a big shout-out to the Country Cupboard. They currently aren't open at this hour for the public, 7:30 a.m., but they do for us because the amount of folks that we do get there, it's usually about 100 people or maybe 125. But we do encourage you to register. I think this is going to be very popular because a lot of folks have been wanting to meet Joe in person. And he's also going to talk about election integrity and employer issues. So he's on a lot of committees, and he has a lot of firsthand knowledge of different things that are going on. So, and I've also had the opportunity to hear him speak, and he's a really great speaker as well. And with one sponsor for this event, allows him about 45 minutes for question and answers. So that's a really good opportunity as well for folks to be able to interact and ask him direct questions.
Who are the sponsors? Go ahead and name names.
Yes.
Why not?
So the premier sponsor is Cabinet Works Group out of Mifflinburg. So they are a manufacturer that, of course, has got a lot of questions as well. So they are going to be there sponsoring and telling us a little about their organization, formerly Yorktown Cabinetry as well. So I think it's going to be a really big, popular breakfast for many reasons. And if not for anything else, you know, come out and have a great breakfast buffet at the Country Cupboard.
Okay, so that's coming up. You have a moment left in this segment. Anything else you wish to add to our conversation about Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce and the issues and opportunities with the chamber?
Yeah, I just want to say a lot of folks don't realize that the Central PA Chamber encourages folks to belong to multiple like organizations. So we want to make sure that you can get the most out of your money and make it stretch as far as you can. So if you ever consider joining the Central PA Chamber and you belong to other like organizations, give us a call. We have a very special discounted price for you just to help make sure that you get all the benefits you need from every organization around the region.
All right. Sounds great. Well, when you come back at 7:40, I'll ask you, why would I join your chamber? And I'll let you make a quick pitch. We'll look again at some of the issues that are facing our region and then some of the opportunities that are coming up. I love game shows, so I think there's something on your calendar for me. So we'll be looking at that when you come back. Thank you so much, TJ. We're going to talk to you soon. I'm going to put you on hold. You can choose to stay there or call back at 7:39 or so. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And TJ Eike, President and CEO of the Central. Oops, I hung up on her instead of putting her on hold. Well, that was foolish. I guess she'll call back. Okay. TJ Eike, President and CEO of the Central PA Chamber of Commerce, does a monthly look here at some of the big issues facing our region. We also give her an opportunity to talk about the activities and events that are on their calendar as well. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center continues to be fabulous in every way, so we launch into another week with his great producing skills helping us out, so we very much appreciate that. Back on the news line with us now, TJ Eike is here, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about issues and opportunities as it relates to businesses around here. Let's recap some issues and opportunities. As for the pandemic, is it feasible to describe how the past 2 years, how local businesses fared? I know there's two sides to this coin, so talk about the tough aspects of it and, of course, the opportunities that seems to have arisen out of the pandemic. TJ, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, sure. So, you know, it's almost kind of how we describe individuals who have been hit by the pandemic and didn't fare too well. If you had underlying issues with your business and maybe you were already struggling or weren't maybe where you needed to be, you know, the pandemic really did hit them hard, and some of them didn't, they weren't able to make it through. But those who were forward thinking and had already, you know, been working hard to keep their business, you know, in the forefront of different options, those folks, you know, they struggled, yes, but they still came out on top and continue to do so. So I think it's, you know, it's kind of where you were before the pandemic. And, you know, you got to kind of be innovative, as I said earlier, and try to make sure that you make changes. It's not always easy. We don't always like to change, but you have to kind of keep changing with the times and, you know, just keep sticking strong to what you believe in and keep serving your clients and making them your first and foremost.
Well, and I think we talked last time, and it bears repeating, this idea that this has been an opportunity for folks to do startups, and we have some new businesses that have popped up around here, either individuals or forming businesses with other individuals. There's a lot of startups and new businesses underway.
Yeah, if you just, you know, either stroll the streets of, let's say, Sunbury, Mifflinburg, you know, Milton, Watsontown, any of those towns, I guarantee you're going to see some businesses you didn't see when you were there most recently. Or even if you just kind of scroll on Facebook and you see the different towns that have their community groups and they post all the new businesses. And it's really exciting. There's a lot of different activities going on with these new businesses. And, you know, if you feel safe and you're want to do so, I say get out and explore a little bit and see the positive that's going on.
Right, yeah, we've a dozen restaurants popped up in and around the Sunbury area, so that's great news for folks who like to eat out. I've been to some of them, so I know that it's all good across the board. All right, well, let's talk about activities coming up associated with the chamber. Raising the board is coming up in the future, so tell us about that. How does that work?
Yeah, so Raising the Board was designed, it took a few years and a bit of an investment, but we want to try to help folks build their skills and their confidence if they're going to be on a board or maybe considering, or maybe they currently are. So many times you find folks get elected or they try to volunteer and do their good service, but they have no idea what it happens between board meetings and activities and, you know, how to read the financials and, you know, just really be good stewards and make sure they know what they're doing. So we've put this class together, and we've currently graduated, I believe it's 46 individuals throughout the region. And it's also a good pool for when we have a lot of organizations that will call us and say, we're looking for some new board members. Do you recommend anyone? We, of course, recommend folks who've been through this program, most definitely. It's just $99, and all the materials are copyrighted. You do get those to take with you, but you interact with other individuals that are in the same mindset and going through the same issues that you might be with your board. So it's a really collaborative experience, and you know, the RTV graduates can't say enough about the program, and we're going to look to do something here in the spring, but we want to hear from folks and when it's best for them to get together so we can schedule a time that'll be most convenient for all interested.
And sometimes we talk, let's look at the negative and then the positive. First, the negative, sometimes companies or nonprofits end up with a theft that occurred and the board never noticed it. Can a lay person who's a board member detect a theft? Is that the responsibility, or what should happen to prevent that from happening?
Absolutely. There's a whole section within the four focus areas that helps you know what to look for as far as red flags. You typically see the financials, but are you really looking at them? And are you asking questions of whom prepares those? And a lot of times they don't. You know, it's just simple to say, you know, I approve these financials, and then, you know, 5-6 years down the road, you find that someone's been skimming off the top, unfortunately. So it's one of the key factors of this course to help you be prepared to spot those red flags.
Well, and I know from just talking to the folks who teach these courses, they also talk about making sure that your audits and accountants are also boards members, keep track of who's doing audits and so on, so that those outside audits happen too. So we talk about that, and that's the responsibility of a good board member to make sure that those outside independent eggheads that really understand financials get a chance to look at those books and so on. Okay, so that's one of the opportunities that you have. What else is coming up in 2020 if folks are taking advantage?
Something real fun that's coming up here on February 11th is our not-for-profits, the Central PA Business and Education Association. And the bingos are a big hit, and we did this last year around Valentine's Day, and great success, so we're doing it again. So you can bring your sweetheart out and play bingo the Friday before Valentine's Day, and they have a great venue there as well in regards to meals and you know, snacks and so forth. So they can be a whole dinner date, or bring your team out for a team gathering. But it's a lotto bingo, so you win lotto tickets, and you can win real big then as well. So I encourage folks, if you have any interest in playing bingo or just getting out and seeing a really great venue that if you don't play bingo, you've not been to, but it's been growing for years. So we're going to hold that on February 11th, and it starts at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be at the DNS Event Center in Milton. So a great opportunity to get out and network and just have some fun.
All right, so that is happening. What else is on the 2020 calendar?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing Leadership Live, and Leadership Live is going to be on May 4th, so there's a lot of details coming out now. For those who aren't familiar, that's a leadership organization that does a worldwide, world's largest one-day leadership seminar and training, and we've hosted it. This will be our third time hosting that, and it's going to be hosted in Lewisburg. And I encourage you, if you have any interest in broadening your skills in leadership, or maybe someone within your team, you see them becoming a leader in the future, this is a really good opportunity for them to get out and get some more experience and gain some extra knowledge on leadership.
Well, I still talk about what Andy Stanley talked about in the last one, the start to do now what your replacement will do. You know,
yeah.
Look, you know, when they hire somebody to replace you and they're going to be super excellent or whatever, you know, in the future, you can start to do whatever your replacement's going to do now. So that, I thought that was sound advice. Your business event that's coming up, tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have our news magazine that is going digital. It started this month, And there's so many really high tech. I'm not sure how they all work behind the scenes, but it's pretty awesome. And we have animations and videos and photo carousels, so our news magazine now can do all of those things for you. So if anyone has any interest in getting out and getting some more views, if you will, in regards to your business and services, it's pretty incredible. We just did a little analysis to see where we were in regards to our social media and things like that. And videos on the Chamber's YouTube channel get over the past year in 2021, we had 2,640 minutes of people viewing our videos, and that's enough to fill up an entire work week. So we have quite the following, and we just, you know, we kind of find that folks are a little more in tune. They're so busy. If it's a video or a photo carousel or something like that, they're going to catch it a little quicker than they are going to take the time to read and see what the story's about. So, I mean, it's very inexpensive, and it's a great opportunity to get out into the business world and get folks to recognize what you're doing.
All right. A game show event that's coming up. This is the last thing I have listed.
Yeah. Well, just I was going to play this with you this morning, Mark, but since we are in two different locations. But we recently just, I don't know if you saw the press release, but we have onboarded our new board members, and we announced our officers for 2022 for the Central PA Chamber. And we do a retreat, and the last 2 years I've discovered sitting and reading information is not really successful as far as being retained, but we play a game show. And so we give them questions and about the chamber, and we try to see how much they know. And it really seems to be a lot of fun. They get to interact a little bit, brings out the competitiveness as well. But I was going to give you a question or two, and if we have a moment, I'll give you at least one question to see what you think.
We have a minute left, so you can use it however you wish.
All right. So I just want to see what you think here. There were more than how many page views on the Chamber's website in 2021? 15,000, 31,000, or 46,000?
Oh, I'd say 46. That's pretty popular.
You got it. You got it. So that's pretty cool. We actually had 65,000 reaches in 2021 as well. And just in closing, why join the chamber? Why not? We currently represent 87 zip codes in 8 states as of January 10th. So, you know, that's a pretty broad audience. And also, it's a big family. So it's a great opportunity to be connected with those individuals and share and use one another's services.
So the connections are a big part of it. Plus, you help folks through topics related to dealing with the worker shortage and supply chain and insurances and all kinds of advantages. So when we talk to you next month, we'll get you to do a full pitch on why to join. I think that would be time well spent. So lots of folks might be hearing some of those opportunities for the first time. TJ, thank you so much for the information.
Absolutely. It's always my pleasure, Mark.
All right. Do keep in touch. TJ Eike, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, centralpachamber.com, their website. She checks in monthly to keep us up to date with all the many activities associated with their chamber and their upcoming events. They have the new state representative, Joe Hamm, on one of their upcoming events, and that's open to the public. So that would be available soon, but you do need to make a reservation. centralpachamber.com.